If Western sanctions are eased, this fast-growing Russian startup says its 3D scanning software business would get a boost in the domestic market.
There will be more funding available for the companies, and they will be able to spend more on the new technologies, and they would be able to take a higher risk with the new technologies like ours, and therefore there will be increase in sales.
On the other hand, if the Russian currency, the ruble, recovers, then exports could be hurt.
That would mean that the cost of our product would increase, and it will make us less competitive, for example, with Chinese companies.
A small turnout at the Technopolis' second Russian export and investment fair did not dampen optimism. U.S. company NeoPhotonics partners with Russian state nanotechnology corporation RusNano to make products for high-speed communications networks. Despite sanctions and a shrinking economy, they are confident business in Russia is changing for the better and are considering expanding.
Cooperation and business activity on Russian market is a huge benefit for international company. Not only for American, United States company, also for European Union company.
Even if Western sanctions against Russia are lifted, say analysts, it would be a gradual process, requiring the Kremlin to improve relations with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia's economy, dependent on exports of raw materials, is vulnerable to low oil prices.
That's why serious reforms are needed, and that's where the problem lies. The reforms should be of a double character, both political and economic.
A lack of political will and tensions with the West mean continued or even stronger sanctions are more likely. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.
请访问51voa.com